Today marks the beginning of a new day. Yesterday, my friends in Russia, those resistance fighters belonging to the internal and global opposition of Blackbridge, of Algiers, and of those who so far remain nameless, have begun carrying out an active measures campaign to make certain that freedom, liberty, and liberation doesn't just belong to Ukraine, but belongs to all those around the world, including folks in Syria, Iran, and every place that the Kremlin has put their putrid stamp on the local governance. The Russians have called the Blackbridge resistance terrorist. The Russians have called me terrorist. But in doing so, they have done something worse. They have dishonored what the idea of freedom truly is. The despotism of Putin, the soulless corporal beings that run the Kremlin, will understand that while the Alpha began here at the Maidan behind me with 100 heavenly heroes, when the Omega of justice comes for them, it will be coming fast and without their knowledge. Russia's resistance is no longer galvanized behind one person, but in fact is prepared to take on all those who understand the need to dispatch and depose Putin and all of his minions. My visits to Panama, Mexico, and after I return to Ukraine, to Poland, and by the way, to my friends in Poland, congratulations on carrying out exceptional activities last night and this morning, and Berlin, where I was outside the embassy, have come to fruition, and we can now announce an official collaborative partnership in understanding that the vision of freedom will be for all those people around the world. Visit us at political.tips for exclusive information from the Russian resistance beginning today. Why? Because freedom does not have boundaries nor borders. Freedom is within people with souls and belong to all those who understand that any sacrifice is better than living in chains.